Hey, Kristen, how's it tracking?
With Carvana Value Tracker?
What else?
Oh, it's tracking. In fact, Value Surge Alert, trucks up 2.5%. Vans down 1.7%.
Just as predicted.
Mm-hmm.
So, we gonna...
I don't know. Could sell, could hold.
The power to always know our car's worth.
Exhilarating, isn't it?
Tracking.
Always know your car's worth with Carvana Value Tracker.
Welcome back to the Happiness Hangout, the podcast that helps you unlock your potential, shift your mindset, and start living your dream life from the inside out. I'm your host, Katie, a certified life coach, NLP practitioner, and your go-to for all things self-growth. Thanks for hanging out, and let's get started. April is all about renewals, new openings, and it's really a time for us to reflect so we can start going into the month with more momentum. So I thought that this would be the perfect time to talk about five shifts that you can make today to transform your life, because I don't know, I think it's very easy in April to be like, oh my God, we're already like into Q2 and I haven't done everything that I wanted to do yet, or you're feeling stagnant or just feel like you need to make a change. So these five shifts are really going to help you make the necessary changes that you need to make. And the first one is to release resistance. So often it really isn't laziness or the lack of potential holding us back, because let's be real, there are people who are so much less qualified than us going for what you probably want, but it is the resistance that is really holding you back, whether it is putting yourself out there, going to the gym, routine, taking those bold decisions or actions. And we don't go for these things because we are scared, or we're comfortable with where we are, or we think we're not ready, or really just living in our limiting beliefs, or just feel overwhelmed by the changes. But that resistance to those actions is stopping you from living your absolute dream life. And what has been really huge for me is really reflecting on all of this and thinking about those things that I've been wanting to do, things that I've thought about doing, and then later have talked myself out of it. Because that talking yourself out of it, that you telling yourself, oh no, it's not the time yet, that is the resistance that is holding you back. But a very powerful question to ask yourself is, if I released resistance, what could open up for you? And this question opens up a whole entire new arena for us, because it shows us what we are missing through resistance. So the first change to make in April is to let go of that resistance that you're holding on to and ask yourself, why are you resisting? And be truly honest with yourself here. Maybe you're like, you know what, I feel really comfortable with where I'm at and change is scary. And sometimes it's just about journaling and really getting to know yourself and being like, why am I being resistant to this? And am I just scared? And like, what action can I take from here? The second step and shift to make is to ask yourself, who is the best version of me, and start showing up as them. And it is very easy to overcomplicate this, but what it is all about is making the decision of who you want to show up as, write out their beliefs, create affirmations based on them, and then repeat these daily. And when you're making these decisions or taking these bold actions, ask yourself, like, how would the best version of me handle this, and start showing up as them now. And it is really realizing that your best self is already within you, and it is about you tapping into them. Like, the reason that you have this best dream self inside of you is because it's like for a reason. Like, it's not random that you have this image of who the highest version of you is. And so it's already within you. And now all you have to do is tap into them. And so every morning when you wake up, visualize this version of you. This could be literally when your alarm goes off. Give yourself like a minute to close your eyes and visualize how they show up every day. How do they walk around? Do they stand up straight? Like, how do they go about their day? And something that I have struggled with in regards to this is, maybe like in those tough moments too, when you're not showing up as the best version of yourself, like feeling down on yourself or being like, oh my God, why didn't I show up as the best version of myself when those things came up? And so if you also end up feeling that way, I want to just remind yourself that you are a human being. And sometimes you're going to have those times where you revert to your past self, or you feel like you're not showing up as the best version of yourself. And in those moments, you're allowed to acknowledge it. You're allowed to just be like, okay, listen, I understand that we're reverting right now. You're a human being, but reminding yourself that you're not stuck in that. And just because you go back a few steps does not mean that you're not ultimately moving forward and that you're still not taking that growth. The third shift to make is to take bold actions and get out of your comfort zone on purpose. So your success is directly tied to the amount of risk that you are willing to take. And risk does not mean that you need to quit your job or move across the country. It can be speaking up, trying something new, being seen. So commit to at least one discomfort daily. And so what I'm doing for this is keeping a notes app on my phone with uncomfortable slash different actions that I can take. And my goal is like to take 25 uncomfortable actions every week, which sounds so big, but it can be like the smallest little shift of reaching out to someone that I've been putting off or doing something that is uncomfortable. And I think of this as a game almost, and being like, okay, like, let's see if I can make it to 25. And having this notes app on your phone really allows you to hold yourself accountable. And when you do take those uncomfortable actions, your goal shouldn't necessarily be about the outcome, but the very fact that you are taking that action, because that is where the real growth is. You are taking these uncomfortable steps, not for the outcome, but for the expansion of who you are becoming and the growth that is waiting for you. And this also helps you focus on what you can control and makes the risks a little less scary, because you're reminding yourself that the reason you are doing this is for you to grow, not necessarily for you to automatically get that outcome. The fourth shift is to practice certainty that it is all working out for you. So when things don't go your way, it's about shifting to gratitude. And I know this sounds wild, but not getting what you wanted might be exactly what's getting you to what you need. And those challenges that arise could be the exact thing that is putting you on the trajectory to your biggest dreams. And I want to remind you that the goal of life is to feel good. And so when you are practicing gratitude and feeling good in those moments and having certainty that even these challenges, even these negative things are really here to show you what is about to come, or just is literally putting you on the path to where you are meant to go, you are already winning. And then of course it's great when those things come in, but it is really about having certainty in those moments of challenges or discomfort, or when things just don't feel like they're going your way. And I promise you, when you just practice gratitude for that and being like, you know what, I know that things aren't going the way that I want it to, but maybe this is exactly what I need, I promise you, you will feel so much better. And the last shift is to commit to one new daily ritual that rewires your life. So we aren't even going to call this a habit, but we're going to call it a ritual, because rituals are tied to intention and purpose. And a daily ritual is a powerful tool for communicating with your subconscious. And it is a way to just train your subconscious to prioritize what truly matters, which will end up creating lasting change from the inside out. And so I want you to identify an area in your life where you desire change, whether it is mindset, productivity, creativity, and then choose a ritual based on that. So maybe this is mindfulness meditation. Maybe this is gratitude journaling, an affirmation practice, physical movement. And when you choose a ritual, I really highly encourage you to make it sustainable. So something that you actually believe is possible for you and that you can add into your daily schedule. Make it meaningful. So make it align with your values and goals. Don't just be like, well, you know, like, I think that meditating would be a good one to add. Like, if that doesn't have any meaning to you, and if closing your eyes is just not something that you feel like is doable, like, don't choose that. Choose something that you truly believe aligns with your goals and your values. And the last thing is enjoyable. So something that you can actually look forward to. And of course, sometimes it is uncomfortable to add something new, because again, we just want to stay comfortable. It is easy to stay in the exact same position. And so of course you have to sometimes push through that discomfort, but long-term, make it something that actually seems enjoyable for you. And if it is difficult for you to remember to do these habits too, or just in general, it is so important to maybe create an anchor that can go with this. So a way for you to remember your ritual. So maybe this is putting your headphones by your bed so that as soon as you wake up, you're like, okay, it's time for me to do my guided meditation. Maybe it is putting your journal right next to your bed so as soon as you wake up, you're like, okay, it's time to journal. Or while I'm brushing my teeth, I'm gonna be reading my affirmation. So like, link those two habits, an existing habit and something that is new, together, and that is how you are able to really just seamlessly add that into your routine. And remember that this is a long-term investment, and your future self is counting on you to make this change. And again, like, nothing changes if nothing changes. If you keep doing the exact same things all the time, you cannot expect your life to look different. And just to recap all of these shifts to make so that we all know what we're going to do moving forward. The first one is to release resistance. The second one is to show up as the best version of yourself. The third one is to get out of your comfort zone and take bold action. The fourth one is to practice certainty that it is all working out for you. And the fifth one is to commit one new daily ritual. This is the time that we decide to change it all. April is the month for you to make those shifts, to reflect on what's going right, to reflect on what it's time to change, and to really step into that best version of you. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a 5-star review because it really helps me continue making these episodes. I am sending you so much love and light, and we will chat in the next episode.